Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
Y'all got it now. Come on, say it.
All of the glory, Lord, belongs to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you so much for coming on and tuning in to the School of the Prophet. I am Elder Felicia, your host for tonight. God bless each and every one of you, every leader, every apostle, every bishop, every pastor, every preacher, every teacher. We thank you so much for tuning in, whether in the prison, in the rehab, in your home, in your car, on your job, at your school, on break, wherever you are. We thank God for you tonight for tuning in. At this time, I'm going to ask that Evangelist Stephanie come with our scripture reading and expounding. And after her, you will hear Elder Britton with our prayer. Woman of God, are you there?
I'm here.
Tonight we're going to be. God bless you.
Thank you. Tonight we're going to be coming from Isaiah 61. And we're going to actually go through the entire chapter. Again, Isaiah 61. And it reads, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." If you don't mind, let me go through that verse again. That's the third verse, 61, Isaiah 61. "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes." He's offering an exchange. He's offering an exchange for any and everything that we have gone through, any and everything that we are going through. He says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." He's going to exchange for your inward struggle, for your inward turmoil, for your inward situation. He's going to give you an outward show of the exchange, an outward, because the garment, a garment you wear on the outside, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. "And they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations." Not only is there going to be an exchange taking place, but then great things are going to take place as a result of that change. That the spirit, that the Lord is going to come in, and the exchange he's going to give, he's going to allow us to do even greater works. He's going to allow things to be restored in our lives, in your life, in everyone's life. "And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. And ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame shall ye shall have double." Let me say that again. "For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be upon them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, and they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. And I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with garments. Again, we're talking about these garments again. They represent an outward show of everything that God is going to do in your life so that there will be no mistaking that God is with you. Again, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we thank you, God. God, we thank you for being our rock. God, we thank you for being our fortress. God, for you are our shield and you are our strong tower. God, we come thanking you in advance, God. God, we bless you. God, we ask your blessing upon us on tonight, God. God, we ask that you would come and sup with us on tonight, God. Allow your Holy Spirit to reign on tonight, God. God, I ask that you teach us, God, to remain, to stand strong in you, God, knowing that we have all power, knowing that we can trust, love, that you love, trust, and that we can love, trust, and depend on you. And God, we ask that you keep us in our mind. God, we ask that where there is brokenness, God, we ask that you would heal, that you would mend it right now in the name of Jesus. God, when we are tempted to give up, God, help us to keep going. And God, we ask that you grant us, God, a cheerful spirit, God, when things don't go our way or when things are going in a different direction or not going good, God, we ask that you give us that cheerful spirit, God. God, give us the courage to do whatever it needs to be done. Give us the strength in our weakness, God. Give us the faith in our fear and the power in our powerlessness. For we are trusting you, God, and we know that all things are going to work out for the good of those that trust, love, and depend on you. God, we know that you will keep us in perfect peace, God, for whose mind is steadfast. And God, we ask that you would continue to guide us and lead us, God. Awaken us there, God, in our body and our spirit each day, God, with a desire to meet with you, to hear you speak words of affirmation, assurance, and wisdom to us. Father, we thank you and we bless you, God. God, your word said if any lack wisdom that he should ask, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it shall be given to them. So, God, we ask for your wisdom and your guidance that you would give us, God, in guiding us throughout the remaining of this week. Father, we thank you for everyone that's on this line on tonight, God. God, we ask that you bless right now, God. God, give us that cheerful spirit, God. God, that loving spirit, God, that we'll be able to love in spite of the situation, God, that we'll be able to keep that cheerful spirit. Father, we thank you and we bless you right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, women of God. People of God, this time we're going to have a song and then I'll come back with the announcements.
Your pain and find your prey. Every low place in your life prepared you for your high place. Every tear you cried is water for the garden of your victory. And even though you're in the valley, victory comes through your adversity. Go find your place of worship. Go find your place. Into your pain and find your grace. Every low place in your life, prepare you for your high place, and every tear you cried was water for the garden of your victory. Even though you're in the valley, victory comes to your adversity. Even though you're in the valley, victory comes to your adversity. Even though you're in the valley, victory comes to your adversity. Go find your place of worship. Worship. I found mine. Now I can say, holy, holy, holy. Righteous, 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 righteous is the Lamb. He's a lovely, lovely, lovely. Our God is lovely, lovely is the Lamb.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Again, we bless God for you, people of God. Connect with Faith Ambassadors at faithambassadors247.com. You can tithe there, you can sow there, you can send us an email, you can learn more about the ministry as well. You can email us, faithambassadors247@gmail.com, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. We are on Facebook. You can like one page and join the other. Search for Daniel Faith Ambassadors. Check us out as well Monday through Thursday on Blog Talk Radio. You can also go back and hear any of our messages. They are up within 1 to 2 hours after the broadcast ends. You can go back and hear any of the messages over the last year or so and hear what the Lord has been saying over the course of this year. And if you missed a message or you heard part of a message and you want to hear it in its entirety, you can go to blogtalkradio.com and search for Faith Ambassadors as well. There's a follow button there where you can have a email sent when we are coming on the air as a reminder. As well, people of God, Monday through Thursday night, we will be here. Monday night is our Staying on Purpose broadcast. Tuesday night is our women's ministry. Wednesday night is our youth ministry. And Thursday night is our School of the Prophets. We will not do School of the Prophets as normal tonight. We will have prayer and scripture tonight. But people of God, know that the work of the Lord goes forth. We honor the chief apostle in his absence. I honor God for this opportunity to be used by him and to go forth and serve the people, you, the people of God. We are here for you. We want to help you. We want to encourage you. We want to empower you by the word of God to do the will of God and the work of God and to get into your purpose and walk out your destiny. So at this time, people, God, the scripture that the Lord has led me to is Isaiah 59. beginning with the 15th verse and reading down of Isaiah 59:15. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. The coastlands he will fully repay. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. I want to read that again. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, not Elder Felicia, not Elder Britton, not Evangelist Stephanie, not Chief Apostle, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him, against who? The enemy. When he tries to come at you from every direction, from over top and on the bottom, on the side, on the left, northeast, southeast, northwest, southwest, when he comes in like a flood to overwhelm and overtake you, it is the Spirit of the Lord that will lift up a standard, that will block him, that will lift up a guard and a gate to keep him from drowning you, to keep him from overtaking you, to keep him from swallowing you up. Verse 20 says, the Redeemer will come to Zion, and those who turn from transgression in Jacob, says the Lord. As for me, says the Lord, this is my covenant with them, my Spirit who is upon you, and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says the Lord, from this time and forevermore. Evangelist Stephanie, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but if you would come and pray at this time, and after you pray, I'm going to come back with another scripture.
Okay. Father God, thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you, God, and we honor you, God. God, we just thank you for another opportunity to come before you, God, to come before you and to pray, God. Thank you for a mind to pray, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, again, we just thank you for another day, God. We thank you for keeping us safe, God, all day long, God, protecting us, God, protecting our families, protecting our homes, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just bless you because we know that there is none like you, God. We have searched and we have tried, God, and we are so secure in the fact of knowing, God, that you are God and God alone, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask, God, that you just touch each and every person, God, at their very point of need, God. God, I ask that you travel to the secret places, God, to those situations and circumstances, God, that they may be dealing with and facing, God, and that we are not aware, God, of the totality of the situation. But, God, we know that you will prevail, God. And, Father God, we're asking that you get into the midst of the situation even now, God, and that you begin to move, God, like never before, God. Father God, show yourself strong and mighty, God. Show yourself to be God, God, in every situation, God, in every area of our lives, God. Father God, I ask that you meet the people, God, at their point of need in terms of if there's any lack in their family, God, if there's any lack in their finances, God, because we know that you're able to supply each and every one of our needs, God, according to your riches and glory. God, we call you again to be the God of more than enough, God. We call you again to be El Elyon, God, Most High, God. Father God, we know that there's no situation or no circumstance, God, that you cannot prevail over or prevail against, God. Father God, we know that your word, God, promises, God, that all we have to do is come and ask, God. Ask according to your will and then be confident, God, in the request that we've made, God. Confident knowing that you're able to do exceeding and above all that we can ask or think. Confident knowing that you're able to perfect or mature or to complete everything that concerns us and concerns our families and concerns our loved ones and concerns our friends and concerns those that are connected to us. Father God, I ask a special prayer, God, for the ministry, for the Faith Ambassadors movement, God. Father God, I ask that you just anoint each and every one of us afresh, God. Give us the strength and the wisdom and the courage, God, to go forth in the assignment and the mandate that you placed over this ministry, God, that we will continue, God, to move forward in the vision, God, and that we will just continue to be strengthened, God. Father God, I ask a special prayer, God, over a special covering and a special prayer, God, over our chief apostle, Father God, that you would continue to cover him, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God, that you would continue, God, to move on his behalf, God, that you would continue to be glorified and magnified in his life, God. Father God, I ask that you touch Pastor Dotson right now in the name of Jesus, God, and that you move on her behalf and behalf of her family, God, and that you would touch Elder Britton and move in her family, God, in her situation and her circumstances, God. Father God, I just ask that you touch every pastor, God, every elder, every evangelist, God, every apostle, every bishop, every leader, God, God, every person that is represented through the body of Christ that is connected with this broadcast, God, that is connected with this ministry, God. Father God, I ask that you touch the mother of this ministry, God, that you would continue to move in her life, God, like never before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree healing right now, God, healing of the mind, healing of the body, healing of the soul, healing of the spirit. Father God, I just ask you to move, God, in a very special way, God. Father God, that you show yourself again to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God. Father God, we call on you now, God, because we know that everything that we've ever needed and everything that we've ever wanted rests completely in you, Father God. Father God, we surrender our wills to you, God. Father God, we surrender the way to you, God, that your perfect will be conducted in our lives, God. Father God, just simply have your way, God. Let your plan be planned out, moved in our life, God. Let your purpose, God, be manifested in our lives, God. Oh, God, we bless you, God. God, we adore you, God. I can't help but to just magnify you, God. God, I can't help but to just worship you, God, because I know, God, I know that you never fail, God, because I know that you never lie, God. I know that if I can't depend on anything, that we can absolutely depend on you, God. And I'm just so excited about the way that you're going to move, God. I'm so excited about the victories that are going to be proclaimed, God. I'm so excited right now in the name of Jesus, God, how you're going to manifest, God. And God, I just give you glory right now, God. I give you praise right now, God. God, we call forth souls right now in the name of Jesus, God. We call them from the east, the west, the north, and the south, God, that they're coming right now in the name of Jesus, asking, what must I do to be saved, Father God? Father God, I ask that you continue to bind the hand of the enemy, God. Continue again to be that divine hedge of protection. God. God, I'm asking that you tear down every stronghold, God. I'm asking that you break every chain, Father God. Right now, any bondage, God, I'm asking that you release us from it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I'm just asking that you restore, God. I'm asking that you revive, God. I'm asking, God, that you just give a fresh wind of your Holy Spirit, God, a fresh wind of your anointing right now in the name of Jesus, and let the peace of God rest on our minds right now, God. Just rest in the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus, God. Rest in the atmosphere right now, Jesus, God. Oh, God, I bless you. God, I love you. God, I magnify you. Yes, God. Oh, God, I adore you, God. Oh, God, and I bless you, God. And we'll continue to give you the honor and we'll continue to give you the praise, God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for the powerful prayer, woman of God. people of God, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you got to go through it to get to it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and of a sound mind. I will fear no evil. You are with me. You, God, you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Lord, you have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. That means that my enemies are present at the table preparation. So, God, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy, and even you have invited my enemies to watch the preparation of the table before me, God. You had to choose them. You had to choose the table and the place and the preparers of the table in order for them to even be present, God. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Thank you, Lord. My cup runs over. Surely, that's a promise. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. People of God, we're going to have one last song, and when we come back from this song, then I'm going to ask that she's going to kill me. She's going to choke me. But I'll take the choke. And Mother Horn, if you will get ready to pray when we come back from this song. Mother Horn, if you'll get ready to pray.
Oh, okay.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
Mother Horn, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Go ahead, woman of God.
Oh, Heavenly Father, Father God, as I come before you, I want to give thanks and praise for just being able to come and pray. I want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for each and everyone, Faith Ambassadors, Pastor Daniel in his absence, and everybody under the sound of my voice. Oh, Lord, truly you are a wonderful God and a loving God and a caring God for each and every one of us on the face of this earth. You gave your life for us that we may live again. And Father, we honor you for that. Hallelujah, Jesus, I thank you for just waking all of us up this morning, bringing us into this present time on the broadcast that we can listen to your holy ministers present the word to help us grow. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one of them. Oh, Heavenly Father, for their wisdom and their knowledge and their wonderful spirit which you have placed within them. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will bless Chief Apostle. Oh, Heavenly Father, that you will set him free. Oh, Heavenly Father, and just take care of him while he's there until you deliver him fully in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just want to thank each and every one of the Faith Ambassadors for accepting me into the ministry. Truly, it is a pleasure, and I am so overwhelmed and so happy. And I just want them to know that.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I just...
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm just so thankful and so grateful because I have learned so much from the ministry.
Thank you,
Jesus. How to live.
Mamasha.
How to be better. And how to grow. Lord, I just thank each and every one of them.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. We bless the name of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just pray that more people will hear the broadcast.
Yes, God.
And God will bless them to grow from the Faith Ambassadors as I have. And I thank God with all my heart that I may continue be with them and continue to grow. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mother. People of God, that is what it's all about. That is why we show up week after week, day after day, so that we can impact the lives of people, so that we can touch somebody, so we can teach the word of God, so we can walk out the word of God and the will of God, and that lives will be changed. So I pray tonight that you have been impacted by this time of prayer, this time of worship, this time of sharing in the word, and that you received inspiration, encouragement, empowerment, that you have been uplifted and you have been changed. We thank God for each and every one of you. We love you. If you need us, reach out to us, faithambassadors247@gmail.com. We are here for you. God bless you, people of God. Go in peace.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Yeah. To break.
My best just ain't good enough. Lord, if you hear me, I'm calling you. Do you see, do you care all about what I'm going through? And then he said, one more day, one more step. See, I'm prepared. And when you can't hear my voice, please trust my plan. I'm the Lord, I see, and yes, I understand. But sometimes I feel like I'm all alone. I'm just like a stranger so far from home. I feel like I've done all that I can do. Please, Lord, give me strength. I'm just trying to make it through. That's when he told. I won't forget, nor have I forgot. You see, everything works according to